This is Ed Serwin in Amarillo, Texas with the weekly box beef trade for week ending August 22nd. The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week last Friday at 244.90, which was 18 cents higher compared to the previous Friday, but it had been around $2 higher midweek. There were 683 loads sold for the week in that daily box beef cutout, which was almost 11% of the total volume. The comprehensive or the weekly average choice cutout, which includes all types of sales including that daily spot cutout, was at 240.97, which was $3.21 higher. There were 6,369 total loads sold, which was 523 loads higher than the previous week. The formula sales were at 3,539 loads, which was 70 loads higher than last week, and about 56% of the total loads sold. Exports, as reported in this box beef report, represent primarily muscle cuts, and they were at 695 loads, which was 236 loads higher than the previous week. 127 of those loads were sold to our NAFTA neighbors, and 568 loads were shipped overseas. The outfront sales, which won't be delivered for at least 22 days, were 922 loads, which was 260 loads higher than last week. Now taking a look at the weekly average primal cut prices, those choice middle meats, which are the loins and ribs, they were both $7 higher, again, indicating increased grilling demand as we approach this holiday. The choice chuck and round were $0 to $3 higher, which is, again, quite a bit below the rally that we saw last summer, but at least it's improving. The cow cutout ended the week $1.75 lower at 222.54, and those 90% trimmings were $1.14 lower at 282.93 compared to the previous Friday. The Labor Day weekend has always been a very good grilling weekend for hamburgers and sausage product, which is a big part of the cow meat products, but we are just about done with the Labor Day production period. And the latest report of imported meat passed for entry into the U.S. for August 15th showed that week we imported 26,916 metric tons of fresh beef, which was up 4,600 metric tons from the previous week, and it equates to 59 million pounds imported during that 1 week. Year-to-date, for the first 33 weeks of this year, we are still running 30% higher fresh beef imports than last year, and that is on top of last year's increases also. Australia was still up 56%, and New Zealand was up 19% year-to-date. Now taking a look at the finished cattle trade, those live prices were $1 to $3 lower compared to last week's very light test. The dress prices were $2 to $6 lower at $2.32 to $2.35. The mandatory price report for the five area major feeding states showed that average cash steer price was $147.19 with 31,064 head traded, compared to $150.62 on 35,000 head the previous week. The average live weight for the Texas Panhandle for week ending August 15th was 9 pounds heavier at 1326, which would be a new all-time record high, surpassing the 1325 top that we had last December, and that was 30 pounds heavier than last year, which was 1296. Normally, we don't set new records this early in the season since the tops usually occur mid-October through December. And the latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending August 8th, that was 9 pounds heavier at 895. That is 20 pounds above the previous year, which was 875 last year, and the 5-year average was 859. And the choice select spread was $10.02 on Friday, which would be about 75 cents higher compared to the previous Friday, and an indication that those choice middle meats are helping the choice select spread out, just like we talked about earlier. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA Market News in Amarillo, Texas.